Hey, it's chus to share the 5 minute vart from the Gan Eden of Camp Ask. It's chus to be here. You know, the parasha starts out, Rei Anoichi, Nasein Lefnechem, Zabrach, Zaklala. So there's a Medrash Tanchuma on Rei Anoichi. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying these words to Klal Yisrael. So Rei Anoichi, the Medrash Tanchuma says, Anoichi Shebecharti B'tova. Taking that, those two words in a vacuum, not looking at the whole pasuk, Rei Anoichi, meaning, see me. See me. Rei Anoichi, look at I. Look at me. Anoichi Shebecharti B'tova. That I chose what to do good. I chose a proper life. I chose to follow the Rabbonu Shalom. I chose to keep Torah mitzvos. Look at me. The obvious question is, we know Moshe Rabbeinu, his greatest quality and what the Torah tells us about Moshe's midos is Moshe was anav ma'od mikol adam. Moshe was the most humble of human beings to ever grace this earth. So a person with such humility, such as Moshe Rabbeinu, would ever say, Re'ei anoichi sh'anoichi b'charti b'tova. Look at me, look that I chose to do good. Like, really? What's pshat? I saw from the Tashi Rebbe Zatzal, tremendous idea. Tashi Rebbe says that there's a medrash at the beginning of Devarim Rabbah that says, Torah is merapa es halashon. Torah heals the tongue. Torah heals the tongue. What does that mean? On a pasha level for all of us, you know, the Maral explains that what separates human beings from everything else in this world is koyach hadibur. That's what puts us above and beyond. That koyach hadibur could be used in a terrible way to talk down upon others or talk about terrible things in this world or taivas. It could be used for Torah, for tefillah, it could be used for chesed. As each and every one of you is using this summer here in Camp Ask. What's mekadesh and merape that lashon? Torah is merape or lashon. When we learn Torah, that Torah is a purification agent and makes sure that our dvarim are most proper. Moshe Rabbeinu says early in his life, Lo ish devarim anoichi. Lo ish devarim anoichi. I'm not a man of words. We know that he had an issue with the ability to speak, with his tongue. He was Aral Sefasayim. Lo ish devarim anoichi. Hear Sefer Devarim, the entire Sefer, Elu Devarim Asher Diber Moshe. The entire Sefer, Moshe doesn't stop talking. Moshe's giving over chizik and his oras of Musar and leaving this world with all this chizik for us. Where did that all come from? Torah's merape lashon. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu himself said, Lo ish dvar manochi. But because of the Torah that he connected to, because of the Torah that he learned, because of anoichi Hashem alokech asher tzidichem eretz Yisrael, that anoichi, which is the foundation of Amunah, which is the foundation of Kol HaTorah Kula. It was merape, it changed him, and he became an ish dvarim. And which Devarim? Devarim Shebekdusha. Devarim where he lifted up a nation from Mitzrayim into to be makabel the Torah. And that all came from Eit Chayim, from that life of Torah, from the life of Torah that the Pasuk of Mishnah says, Merape Lashon Eit Chayim. You don't even need the Medrash, it's a Beferish Pasuk. Merape Lashon Eit Chayim. And therefore, the Tashi Rebbe explains based on this, what does it mean, Ro Anoichi, Anoichi Shebecharti B'tova? Lo, Chas V'Shol, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't looking in a gaivetic way, look at me, how great I am that I chose good. He says, look at me. Lo Ish Devar Menochi, look at me, who naturally was not a man of words. Look at me, who didn't have the traits that should be of a leader. And look who I became. And not in the way, look, I'm so great. You know how that all happened? Shebecharti b'tova, because I connected the Torah with merape, my lashon. If I could go from loish dvar manochi to elu dvar masher divar Moshe, you know where Torah could take you? That's what he was saying. Look at me that I chose that and I became who I became. So too for each and every one of us. Torah is the key, Torah is the foundation to lift us up, to be mekadesh, to be metaras. Halo kedivrei esh, no Hashem. The pasuk says that Torah is comparable to fire. Shalom Shadran, he has a beautiful sefer called Odido Fake on Yemei Elul that we're preparing for. And in the sefer, he asks, why is it compared to fire? There's a lot of forces in nature that are very powerful. Water, wind, what's fire? He says you could have wind. We just had Chvesesh last week, this hurricane, right? The side effects of the hurricane, trees were down everywhere, power was out, very destructive. Water could be very, very destructive as well, very powerful. I don't know if you guys even remember, you're very young, but you remember Sandy and what it did to our neighborhoods and how destructive it was. But when wind is a force and it hits a building or a tree, it destroys it. And water could go and flood the basement. But ultimately, the wind or the water doesn't turn that entity into wind or water. When fire comes and engulfs something, when fire engulfs, lo aleinu, there's a forest fire or a building, it doesn't just destroy, it turns the entity into fire. The whole entire entity becomes fire. It's transformative. How holo kedivayishnu Hashem, the reason Torah is compared to fire above all other koiches is that Torah is transformative. We don't just learn Torah. It's not just powerful. We become a Torah-dic human being. And it means that I'll talk differently, I'll walk differently, I'll think differently, I'll be a different person. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Look at me, who I became, because Becharti Toiva, because I chose that Torah, so to you. As we enter into Mevarachin Chodesh Elul. Mevarachin Chodesh Elul means we begin in Elul Zman. And whatever yeshiva we're going to be in, wherever that's going to be, it's Elul Zman. It's interesting we start Elul Zman yeshiva. You think you should start a new yeshiva after Sukkot, it's a new year. Start Elul Zman means that there are koiches here to tap into. It means we have to be elevated as we prepare for the Yom Narayim. Don't forget, the most important is our kesher to Torah. That's what's going to be Mekadesh Mitaras. Let's make sure we're Amal B'Torah. Let's make sure that we're learning Torah to the best of our ability. And through that, it'll be Merapa Lashon. It'll be Merapa everything that needs to be healed in this world. Until we're Zaycha to show the Rabbonu Shel Olam, I connect to your Torah. That means I'm connecting to you. I'm giving you a big hug like the Tanya says in Perek Dalet. Let me feel your hug back with the Binyan Beis Hamikdash Shul Shleima B'Meher of Yameinu. Haley Shabbos Koyneh.
Shabbos Koyneh, Shabbos Koyneh, Shabbos Koyneh, Shabbos Koyneh, Shabbos Koyneh, Shabbos Shabbos Koyneh, 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 Shabbos Koyneh.